Hey everyone.
Hi.
It's Eric.
And Jamie.
And we're back with Small Town Talk. We still don't have a theme song. FYI.
Kill surprise.
Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Small Town Talk. We're back. We've been on hiatus for approximately...
We've been on summer break.
Yeah, it's summer break. You know, you got to do stuff like take care of kids.
Just like be out in the sunshine.
And work and yeah, stuff like that. So we're gonna give a little recap on what we've been doing this past month and a half, and what is going on in Edmonds, what the talk of the town is, and what's upcoming. So Jamie, start us off. What is happening right now in I guess we really jumped the gun. Just completely jumping over us.
He's like, let's skip the first part and right to the second part.
No one really cares probably what we did, but we've been pretty busy this summer, haven't we?
Well, our whole family was born in the month of July, so that alone is enough to like...
drive everyone insane.
True, but I was going to equivalent to like running a triathlon. Like, we've got the first race. We've got the second race. We're rounding... well, that's not quite equivalent
because... we still got one more to go.
We still have mine, but it doesn't... it's like the least important. Okay. But really, it's like the first two were the kids. So we did that. We went to Long Beach for 4th.
Yep, we got out of Edmonds because everyone knows Edmonds is way too crazy on the 4th of July. So
I heard it was maybe the crowdest it's ever been.
I'm sure that people, you know, they said you couldn't put your chairs out till the day before now.
I think that's valid. I don't
think you should be allowed to bring chairs at all.
Well, that's true. You have very... what if you have bad knees, like then, me?
Okay. If you have like an excuse...
I have a torn ACL for those that don't know. So I'm very pro... injury and leg
hurt. But no one else needs a chair. I mean, let's be honest. Nothing is wrong with a good, solid...
Your butt could sweat.
Yeah, that's why you bring a blanket and you sit that's on that true. Curb. And then the people behind you can sit behind you. And then the people
that how will they stand. What are they going to sit on?
Because one person can be below the curb.
Well, they're going to like kneel in chair pose. It's like a yoga session the whole second row.
It's sit, kneel, bend. Kneel, sit, bend.
Kneel? No one wants to kneel. Sorry to all the kneels out there. Of
people make their own man-made bleachers. I think it would...
sell that well.
I did not. I really did not. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in using the sidewalk as a seat.
Remember when we were like... younger and those catalogs sold that inflatable furniture?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Was it Delia's magazine?
Still breaks my what I
what if with. We as a community rallied to purchase some inflatable couches for that second row?
Yeah, well there we go.
But that then would they would have to be put away and be kept by the city. We'll fund it as a GoFundMe.
Put one out too early, we'll pop it.
Well, the city would keep them.
Well, I know.
But I guess someone could technically... no, because the city would be responsible for inflating and be like, here you go. Here's the second row.
Well, you heard it here first. Inflatable furniture making a comeback to the Edmonds 4th of July parade.
From about 1997. If anyone has some old inflatable couches, any color will do. We're not picky.
Preferably hot pink. Or lime green.
I think it was clear was really the most popular because it was like the era of clear telephones, landlines.
You can see the inner workings of your phone.
So it would match your couch with your phone. Anyway, moving on. So 4th of July. Then we went up into the mountains.
Yeah, we went to Ross Lake National Park. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a pretty cool place. If you haven't been there, I suggest you go.
Glacier Lake, we don't want to give too much away, but there's camping and...
ton of camping.
You got to hike in. There's no cell service. It's a great place to recharge, take the kids.
Super fun. It was a one-of-a-kind experience, and there's no cell service, so you have to get away from everything, which is super nice. You kind of freak out, I think, a little bit at first, but then...
yeah, I think the first couple hours we were a little stir-crazy, but...
but then you just sit down and do what people should do and just enjoy life without a phone. besides take pictures and videos.
Okay, you're not. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, you know.
And we were
take pictures.
We were up at Woodby last weekend.
Just been traveling around and working.
It's been a really busy.
So that's why you haven't heard us for the past month. But we're back, and we're updating you now on everything that's gone on and is happening in Edmonds.
So we already brought up the 4th. Edmonds and Bloom just happened.
Edmonds and Bloom. I heard it was a success.
Our really good friends, Kelsey and Jesse, were part of it.
Yep, and Timber and Twig is their business.
They own Timber and Twig. If you saw them, they were off Sprague Street.
Yeah, and they did a ton of stuff in their yard. They had it looking pretty. I saw it the other day. It is lush.
Looks like a jungle. And insider, super, super secret talk. Kelsey introduced Eric and I. So yeah. She's responsible for...
Small town talk.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
We owe her a lot.
But so they did. Congratulations to you guys. They did awesome.
And they own Timber and Twig, which we got to get them on here. But
they do landscaping,
like architecture, planning, figuring out how you can kind of revamp your yard. And she's just really, really talented.
They do the whole gamut of things.
Hence why she made it into Edmonds and Bloom with her own yard.
But there was only like a couple places.
I think like six. It wasn't much.
And those stories of the people. It's crazy. It's crazy what people
I haven't heard it firsthand.
There's rumors of people picnicking in yards, in backyards. People
entering
going into
homes. I think people, we need maybe an Edmonds and Bloom etiquette pamphlet.
Yeah, people stick to the garden. Just walk in and walk out.
Maybe don't see what their floor plan is like. That's called breaking and entering.
What else we got going? What else happened?
Ipulo's open for lunch.
Oh, Ipulo's open for lunch
which
now?
I think it's
every day? Do we know?
I think they're closed Mondays.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I'm pretty sure they're closed Mondays. So I think Tuesday through Sunday. Eric's confirming. But I think that's a long time coming because Ipulo's a great restaurant in our community. They have very quality food. They have a great happy hour. It's a great location right on Main Street.
And I've never understood why they weren't open for lunch.
I've gone on many occasions,
and somehow I just keep going there hoping it'll be open before, and it was never open, and I was like, man, if only it was open for lunch right now.
Maybe they heard your cries.
They must have.
Anyway, we're excited about it. We love you, Pulo. So check it out for lunch. Also, Eric's still looking that up.
Oh, here we go. They have not updated there. I think it's just the weekends. I don't know. We'll have to confirm this. No, nowhere says anything.
Small town talk off their game.
Jeez, I'm sorry. We just need to apologize right now. It doesn't say anything about their hours, their new hours. But we'll find out, and I'll let you know as soon as I find out.
Bistro 76 up in Perrinville. Also now open for dinner, the little coffee shop.
Dinner.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been in there yet. But I've heard very good things, so I do need to check it out. But we live close to Perrinville, and we saw it's open for dinner. So we're very happy for them. That's a cute little spot. Perrinville's kind of blowing up. They also have that new barbecue place.
And they have that bakery, right? What's the
bakery? Mel and Mia's.
Yeah.
The Hook.
They got The Hook.
Which is awesome. And they expanded last year. And then they have Bistro 76 now. And then the barbecue place. I want to say it's called Fat Pig. I think it's called Fat Pig. It got bought out. And now it's at a cheaper price point. So it's very affordable for families. And I've heard really good things about that also. Sorry, we have like a 1 and a 3-year-old, so it's really hard to go out to eat. And
we pretty much only do like Uber Eats and Amazon Eats now.
Oh my god,
like...
that's not true. But But when we do, we've just had a busy 2 months, so we haven't gone out to restaurants very much. In other news, go check out Perrinville. It's blowing up.
It's off the hook.
Well, it's just, you could do a nice little
And then peruse. Also, if you need to drop off mail, you can do that too.
Yeah, the post. Yeah, there you can drop. Wow, breaking news. There's a drive-through postal drop-off. Wow, this is the most...
Well, some people don't know. I mean, you never know.
Okay, moving on.
Saturdays are open for lunch right now, it looks like.
Just Saturdays?
It says June 30th they're open for lunch. Yep, Saturdays in the summer. Okay. There's lunch. I wish it was more. I wish it was like every day, but you know.
Hey, it's a good start. Maybe they're teasing it out and seeing.
See what happens.
So go support them so we can get them open more days a week for lunch.
Okay, yeah. So Saturdays at noon through the summer. So you get there before summer's over because once winter comes.
If we drive up business, no then it'll stay open throughout the season, maybe.
One can only hope.
So speaking of Main Street, everyone's seen the Darth Vader in that window at 519 Main Street. The talk of the town right now. We just want to know what's going on.
What is happening there?
It's all over, everywhere.
They're still putting, you can put in your ideas of what you want there.
Yeah, 519 Main Street ideas.
There's some crazy ideas.
At Gmail. I won't get into the crazy ideas because it's a little bit controversial, but... I think some of the, well, what would you like to see, Eric?
I really don't know. Maybe like, I don't know.
Sushi.
Yeah, sushi would be nice. Sushi would be cool.
Like a full-on sushi. Like a real sushi. But you know place. What my problem will be is they need to hire an actual Japanese sushi chef and make it authentic sushi. If you just bring in someone that's going to, like, cut up some raw fish.
Like John from, like, from Linwood. I'm just random name.
Oh, I thought you were actually going to, like, call someone out. Yeah, I think someone that actually has been, like, taught the authentic technique. You know, they don't have to be Japanese, but, like, in that Japanese technique, you know, there's some Netflix documentaries about it. What's the one sushi one that's the oldest sushi guy in Japan?
I don't know. But it takes like, yeah, like 15 years. Yeah, you have to like 15 years or 20 years of mastering the rice before you can even cut the fish.
Not that someone has to go through that, but at least like understanding the cuts of the knife. And that's why it's, you know, and that you have to have fresh fish. And, you know, anyway, I think that's one thing Edmonds is really missing is like a full on sushi.
That would be nice to have like true sushi in Edmonds. It doesn't have to be big.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, here we go. Jiro Dreams. Jiro Ono.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one. It's like five people.
Can you spell that for the listener?
J-I-R-O. Ono. O-N-O.
That's the Netflix documentary.
It's called...
It's actually really interesting. I highly suggest it.
It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. And his son's been like working there for like ever.
Yeah, and he's finally been promoted.
It's crazy. Can you imagine that?
Not like, that someone has to be at that level in Edmonds, but I think the point I'm getting to is not like QFC style versus like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like some decent sushi. I also...
And maybe like an experience. Like, I feel like they give you an experience there. Like, you know, like making it in front of you and like at a sushi bar and
yeah, like a nice sushi bar with like fresh fish.
Doing like sake bombs.
Sake bombs. This is like 2001? Goodness.
You know, could just make it fun. I don't know. I don't know what I want to see in there. There's like so much stuff in Edmonds. Like I definitely don't want like another like, you know, like there's definitely stuff we don't need anymore of in Edmonds. But
like coffee.
Yeah, we don't need more coffee for sure. I mean, we all just have.
I our just think we places. Have a nice saturation of coffee right now.
But they're saying they're gonna put another coffee place up there, though. Same people, right? Up at the other place, but and then also, you know, a restaurant. I guess would be nice. You can never have too many restaurants. But enough, you know.
I also saw some comments about like a. Place for teens to hang out at night. Which might go nice with the yogurt place.
Place for those young whippersnappers to hang out and eat their yogurt and play games.
There isn't really anything like that, though, in Edmonds. So, like, you could be like, okay, I'm going to come back and pick you up in an hour or 2 hours.
Well, there used to be, and now I don't know what time's up to. Fantasia used to be that place.
Okay, remember? Well.
Going to Fantasia.
But imagine if there was a bigger dream than Fantasia. Dream bigger. A
bigger dream than laser tag.
Bullwinkle.
And, yeah, that's Bullwinkle's now or something. Bigger dream than video games and laser tag?
I don't know. Maybe something
and
cool.
And batting cages?
That was like that age group appropriate. Like not for young kids, not for over 21 crowd, but maybe something in the middle.
You know, I think we should open up, my grandfather used to own where Klein Jewelry is now. He owned the Edmonds Hobby Shop, and they had like stuff for kids that were older, and
it like
was,
what
they had slot cars, which was the big thing in the 60s and 70s, and apparently that's where all of the kids who got in trouble hung out. Was that my remember there was a story someone told me once that they weren't allowed to go to my grandfather's hobby shop because their bike got stolen and their parents wouldn't let them go there because that's where all the bad people hung out, all the bad kids hung out, which is all my family.
You should be telling this story.
It's kind of funny, though.
It is funny, but it's not.
But it's not. But they weren't bad people. They were just rowdy. I mean, rowdy families.
Rowdy, crowdy. Okay.
Moving
so,
on.
Submit your ideas.
Yeah, submit your ideas. Go to
519 Main Street, ideas, plural, at gmail.com.
No idea too boring or dull. Or
also,
any ideas
please
accepted.
CC smalltowntalkpnw at gmail.com and we will.
Yeah, we want to see your ideas.
We want to see your ideas. And
what do you want to see down there?
Maybe we'll have a whole podcast about the best and worst. Maybe not the worst. Just we'll just say what the ideas are.
Unless you come up with an idea that you think is bad that you want us to say is bad. And then we can talk about that.
We won't name names if you don't want to, but it could be a fun thing.
Send us an email about
smalltowntalkpnw at gmail. Okay.
What else is going on? What else has been happening in Edmonds?
Romeo's got bought out.
New owners of Romeo's. Cool.
They're not changing anything till they get a feel for things, so do not fret.
Romeo's is staying the same on 76 until they get the hang of things.
The spray park is open. So.
God save us all.
So, I think everyone's been to the Edmond City Park and seen the spray park. Today, I took my kids to the Willis Tucker Spray Park out in Snohomish, Mill Creek border, to be debated between Eric and I where it's officially located. The address is Snohomish, so I win. Meh. Anyway, moving on. But there's a big difference between the two spray parks only because that giant bucket.
Well, and because there's like not hordes of family members and kids lining the
hills. Well,
there's
nothing wrong with that. There's just lack of options.
Like, what would you say though for like the amount of people that were at the Edmonds one versus the one at the.
Well, Edmonds is. It's a sea of children.
Like, people are camped out
all day. Yeah.
Like, it's intense. They need to, like, Edmonds, you need another spray park because we need to, like, dissipate
the spray park I was at today, which is a highly concentrated neighborhood.
There's a lot of houses there.
Yeah, a lot of housing developments. And there was maybe, like, 30 kids.
Yeah. But Edmonds is, like, it's out of control.
I also think, though, Edmonds kind of, that was, like, full sun, and Edmonds has, like, some more shade.
Yeah.
They have that hill, so you have, like, a good perspective of, like, where your kid is.
I mean, people are straight moving out of there because it's too loud.
Yeah, but we had a good idea, though, that the city's redoing the civic field, and why not? I mean, I know things are already probably concreted and planned, but what about.
Why not add a spray park?
Like a little kid's one.
Like instead of like sculptures that no one really wants to see, they should put
Whoa.
In. Let's be honest. It's at a park. You don't need sculptures of like. They have a whole area. Make it a little spray park for kids to play.
I thought it was just nice, though, because the Edmonds one is scared. Our son just turned 3, and so that's, like, a good age for spray park. But that giant bucket, like, it dumps, and if you're under 3 and you're just, like, a kid and you don't know what's going on, like, you could get taken out like a tidal wave.
You're gone.
Like, that's a lot of water dumping down on a small child. So, like, if a parent isn't, like, right there. So it was nice to kind of, like, be able to relax. And I think that bucket's great for a little bit older kids, but for, like, 3 and under.
We need, like, a 3 and under spray park is what you're saying.
Yeah. Which there is part of that spray park is, but there's no, like, barrier. So there's no reason that they can't wander over the 12 or 2-foot path into the bucket area.
Well, you heard it here first. Also, we need another spray park.
I think there's just a lot of...
You need to spread it out. There's a lot going on. I mean, you can't even park on 3rd Avenue there anymore because there's so many, like, there's so many people parking there.
Yeah.
Like, and then the parking lot down in the bottom's full. It's crazy.
I don't know where else they'd put it. Lindale?
Well, that's not Edmonds, so that's not our, you know...
It's not so Edmonds' turf. Boundary?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, anyway.
Anyway, it was nice to go to a spray park today that didn't have the giant bucket since we have small children.
No kids were injured.
But for those of you that do not worry about it, it's a great place to spend the summer, pack a picnic, bring your kids down, spend some time.
Yeah, have fun.
Upcoming, August 4th is another one of the Summer Edmonds Wine Walks.
The Wine Walk.
It's actually out of your office.
Yeah, you can get the tickets out of our office.
Cole Bankerbain next to the fountain. You can get it before, too.
Not from our office, online, though. So, but our office is where they're doing the...
You pick up your tokens.
And you also... That's where you get your wine after you buy it. So, I think they've pre-sold out most of all of the tickets, but you can get tickets that cost a little bit more.
Oh.
That when you get there. So
it's 5 to 8, August 4th. The pre-sale is $25. It goes up to $30. You get 10 tokens. It's 1-inch pours.
And there'll be people walking around selling tokens, probably our friend.
Yeah, you can purchase more. And just like walk around. And then you can buy wine out of the office if you like it.
Yeah.
It's like a little pop-up wine shop.
Yeah, and it sounds like the one that they just had the other a couple weeks ago was a
really hit. Successful.
And tons of people and tons of fun. And you get to walk around Edmonds and you can go eat too after you've been drinking a little bit. And they also say that there is a Lyft code to get you a deal, which we know is not really a deal. You might want to use Uber.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's the same. Wait, you did the last one and it was like it cost more. You know,
we won't name the event. It did cost more than an Uber. To another.
The Lyft with a discount was more than the Uber. So yeah, it's just still use Uber, or just walk. You know, got 2 legs, right?
Summer body.
Trying to get that summer bod. What else going on? What else do we have happening? The taste of Edmonds. Everyone, I hope your bags are packed.
The taste of Edmonds.
The taste of Edmonds is happening here. What weekend is that?
It is the second weekend in August. And it's the 10th, 11th, 12th.
And we were fortunate enough to sit down with some members of the taste, and we've kind of learned some more insights about it and what's going on.
So I think what we learned was that attendance for the taste has been down, and as we mentioned in our local happenings episode, really the point of the taste is to support other local events such as Halloween, the 4th, the tree lighting, the car show. So it's kind of like their big push event to support the other city events that are free to the community. So attendance has been a little down, so they're trying to kind of revamp things. And it seems like there is, like we said, there's some things that we're changing that were
combining
the wine and beer garden. They're going to have more craft beer.
And we also found out that this time you get a band when you go in, and then you can go out and get actual other food other than the food trucks that they're going to have.
And you get a preferential
you entrance. Can get back in quicker. So that's nice. You can
go in, come out, and get.
That's probably stop people from getting sloshed without food.
Yeah, they're also gonna have those tasting demonstrations inside the garden that'll have like samples or maybe for purchase. I can't remember.
So there's a lot of stuff going on that they haven't really talked about, which I wish that they would tell more about it so everyone knows what's going on.
And I think we did a good point of like making it clear that people just didn't really know what was happening. So I think it's worth checking out and seeing what's changed. And I think they're trying to get some more local people in, but there might be some more kids stuff going on. And
all the downtown, a bunch of people downtown, the merchants have like banded together to have a free kids area now. So you don't have to pay $3 a minute to have your kid play in a bouncy house. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's thanks for all those businesses down in Edmonds to do that. That's nice of them. And yeah, so they say they're trying to change it for the best. So go check it out and tell them how you feel about it.
They were trying to set up something to kind of like get people to give some feedback on like what they liked, what they're missing. Beatniks. Beatniks. We did tell them that they heard it.
Beatniks.
I think it's pretty clear that we miss them. Everyone misses them, but.
I got an email from someone the other day that said, I agree if you could believe about the Beatniks. So, same. People are emailing me about this.
So, and then we also gave some opinions about the kids areas. But I think that they don't really have a way to, like, get community feedback in an easy way. So, feel free to email or reach out to them once you go to it and kind of see what's changed. And I think they're open to like kind of figuring out the right happy medium for everyone so that locals like it and it brings business into the city. And they weren't unopposed to our Main Street idea.
I'm telling you, it's golden.
But it's not maybe happening for a while. So.
Okay. So that's happening. Go check it out.
Also email us with your opinions.
Yeah, email us what you think about it, or you can Facebook or Instagram
and
us.
We'll be your voice.
And we will read your opinions live on air.
No, we don't have to read them. You can say if you want them read or not. If you
would you send it to us so you don't want to
read it? Because we could relay it to the people now that we know.
Okay, well, yeah.
And true. Say, hey, this is what we heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can be truly anonymous.
There we go. You can send to us and we'll send to them and we'll let them know what you think.
We're here for our community, so.
True talk.
Besides that, September, the Classic Car Show's coming.
Classic Car Show's happening.
Eric's whole family participates.
We'll all be down there and in force for the sit hours. And that should be fun for everyone. Come down and see some cool cars. Don't bring your dogs or your kids to touch stuff. But...
Bring your kids, just
just don't even bring your little kids. If they just don't let them touch anything, or your dog. Oh my gosh, the dogs! I don't think people realize.
Are dogs allowed?
Yeah. Well, even if they weren't allowed, it'd be like the market where people still bring them in anyway. They don't even care, and no one says anything.
That is true. I saw a dog at the market.
Just
the other day.
Just listen to it. Your dog is not a human. I'm sorry. It's true. I see the look in your face. She has this look in her face.
If you could see my face right now, I'm like, you're alienating 75% of Edmonds.
It's not a human. It's a dog. It doesn't need to go
everywhere.
I don't
think anyone says it's a human, but people like to bring their dogs places. And Edmonds is very dog friendly.
Well, don't bring it to the car show because no one wants your dog around the car.
Okay, how about Devil's Advocate? The cars are really old and irreplaceable. And P has acidic chemistry in it. And it could...
You think
take
that's
off
help the
paint.
You think that's gonna help?
No, I'm trying to play devil's advocate to you.
Oh.
Like the pee has acidity in it and maybe it would take some paint off of the car. I don't know.
Or just their collars hit the cars or the chains on their, you know. I've seen people do crazy stuff. So, but anyway, it's gonna be cool. I don't know exactly what they got going on, but it'll be starting early in the morning and hopefully the weather will be good. And they close down Fifth Avenue and all of Main Street and some of Dayton and some of Forth. and yeah, a lot of cool cars and awards, and most of businesses will probably hopefully be open, and you can go in and check out those businesses too. And instead of just going to see cars, you can go and get like
grab
some fish tacos from the market,
grab beers at Salish,
grab
coffee at Walnut,
coffee at Walnut Street, or you could also grab you know,
lunch at Salt and Iron, brunch.
Brunch at Salt and Iron.
That's a brunch. On Sunday. Yeah. Ooh, they have a good brunch.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I really have for until we're working on booking some more interviews.
Yeah, so if we've just have been pretty lazy right now.
We're not lazy. Well, it's just summertime. Busy. We're busy.
It's, you know,
it's not lazy. Stuff to do, so. I feel very unlazy right now. I feel very busy.
Well, yeah. We're busy, but it feels
lazy, you know, podcasting.
Lazy podcast, busy life. So if you want to be on our podcast, let us know.
Save Jamie a step.
And let us know what you think about all this stuff. Oh, and there's one other thing we forgot to mention. The sign.
Oh, yeah.
So going down
Edmonds Way
at the top of Fifth Avenue there, there's a sign that says, Welcome to Edmonds. And they had talked about replacing it with what appeared to be a clip art rendering from Microsoft Word 96. A $40,000 okay. replacement, too, at that?
My clip art. My big contention was the letters had, like, the shadowing behind it, which, like, back when I was in school and you had to make, like, presentations, all we had was clip art, and the lettering, you had, like, six styles to choose from, and one of them had a shadow behind it. And that's what it reminded me of.
This guy had to have, they had to have, like, they could have made a better rendering than the, what that was on there. It was crazy. But anyway, so right now it sounds
City
like.
City Council's still exploring. And
sounds like people have, like, one person was like, I will refinish the sign and do it all myself for free. People have been, like, asking, like, this.
I like the sign.
Yeah, keep the old sign. It's part of Edmonds. Edmonds is, like, trying to keep it. They're trying to keep it, like, small town and classic, right? What if you, like,
touch
up
the paint a little bit and add, like, some poly on top? Yeah,
it's a reason why we don't allow three-story buildings except on 3rd Avenue where the new buildings are, you know? So, it's a reason why we don't have, So, inside joke right now, I'm going to take a selfie on Main Street and 2nd because I just read a thing that they're saying they don't want to change inside first floor of buildings for commercial. Like, it has to be 15 feet right now, but people were like, let's make it 12 feet so we can put two, like, things above it. And they're like, no, we can't do that. But they literally just let that happen. So I don't know why, what they're doing with that, but it's
maybe
really
it
funny.
Is going to be 12-foot ceilings inside that building.
So they can do it, but no one else can. Good to know.
I don't know. Bom. It does look like a very large
it's
building.
It's huge. And
Third
they're like saying, like, we don't want to be Kirkland. And it's, like, huge. But
it is funny because it's two mirror buildings going next to each other on each side of Main.
And they're huge. And then the other one on the other side is just as big. It's all three stories. It's like 40 feet. It's crazy. But anyway, so they're trying to do a sign.
Anyway, wash that under the rug.
I digress. But yeah, so let them know what you... Well, this has been like... It's been crazy how many people have been like very anti-sign change, which I'm happy about.
I kind of am anti-sign.
You know, if you're going to keep it original, keep it original.
I don't think the new... I think the if it was going to be replaced, it would have to be a very special sign, and I'm not sure what it would look like. I can't visualize it. I think the wood fits our old boating, seafare, logging history.
Yeah, we're a super old city. We don't
need to
have,
want a,
like,
metal sign.
I don't need to make it, and they're trying to, like, base it off of all, like, the one-sided street signs along, like, 9th Avenue and stuff that you can only read from one side and not the other. So I don't know what their deal is, but, you know.
Well, you can't read that one from the other side either.
Well, that one, yeah, because it's up against
so, just playing devil's advocate is also not a two-way sign.
This, you are true. That's true.
And I also don't want to be Tacoma with moving signs, so.
I
welcome
vote
to Edmonds,
have,
leaving Edmonds. Goodbye.
I vote that we get the red dragon sign and bring it down and put it there and have it scrolling in big red letters.
That's not funny. Although it would be funny if we had a leaving Edmonds sign that said something like really sarcastic, like, thanks for coming, not. Or just kidding.
Thanks for coming, not. People are going to get off the ferry. And
goodbye.
Just, that'd actually be great as people came off the ferry and it just said, thanks for coming, not. Because they just drove through. They got the ferry and then they just drove right through the town. That'd be perfect right on the other side.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we're going to be podcasting.
I can't wait to get all the comments back.
I'm sorry. Oh. This went off the rails. This went off the rails a long time ago. Like at least 20 minutes ago, this went off the rails. If you're still listening, thank you for listening.
Thanks for your support.
Go follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Small Town Talk, and send us emails about your thoughts.
We'll be your anonymous voice.
We will be your voice.
Well,
we are
the anonymous voice for you. We'll be the face of your voice.
Of the people. If I only had like a beer stein of... We are the voice of your
people. I'm so glad you don't.
I know.
But we will be here for you.
Yeah. So, and also on that last note, if you want to be our voice and make us a song, please...
We need to bring that right around.
I've only asked this about 15 times now. Not a lot of good responses on it, but
it's zero.
Yeah, we're at current zero. If we could just get one, that'd be awesome. Even if it's like, you know.
Maybe we could pay one of those like talented kids at the farmer's market.
Or we could go to Fiverr and get someone to make one for us.
Oh, I want to keep it local.
Okay, kids at the market, give us a
call. I'm going to just start soliciting and they're going to think I'm weird.
We should bring our microphones.
And can our you recorder. Record a song on the spot? Okay, I promise I won't do that if you're the parent of any of those kids.
Okay, well, everyone, talk to you later. We will be back in like a week or two max. I'm going to make sure of it. And we will be interviewing someone. And it'll be interesting. So talk to you later. And we will also have a recap on the Taste Edmonds.
Okay, but you're out of town that weekend, so I don't know how you're going to
recap. You're going to be the recap. I'm
so I have to take the kids alone to the Taste.
Yeah, it'll be okay. There's a kids area. It's free.
Okay, if you see me down there, send SOS. I'll be the one with the two screaming kids.
You and 5,000 other people. All right, well, everyone, hope you all have a great day, and I'm Eric.
I'm Jamie. I'm already tired thinking about the Taste.
And we are Small Town Talk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios. Buenas noches.